Epic Book List. Recommended reading for January 2nd to 8th. This week, we feature a gritty but humor-filled portrayal of life as a World War II soldier and a biography of a historical Protestant powerhouse. Thomas Cromwell. Nonfiction. Last Stands. Why Men Fight When All Is Lost. By Michael Walsh. The Spartans at Thermopylae, the Jews at Masada and Warsaw, the mixed company of men at the Alamo, and the Marines at Chosin. These are some of the battles analyzed here, all with one question hanging above them. Why do men go on fighting when all is lost? Throughout the book, Walsh turns again and again to why we fight wars, and likely will fight them in the future, and what it means to be a warrior, whether in ancient Rome or America today. An excellent and dramatic survey of military history. St. Martin's Press, 2020, 368 pages. Biography. Thomas Cromwell, A Revolutionary Life, by Dermot McCulloch. This biography offers a fresh appraisal of Thomas Cromwell. He was credited with the dissolution of church properties during Henry VIII's reign in England. Along with Thomas Cranmer, he was one of the twin pillars of Britain's Protestant Reformation. In the 1530s, he rose from an obscure lawyer to become Henry VIII's chief minister. He fell even more quickly when he lost Henry's favor. A long but rewarding book that brings Cromwell to life, stripping away myth to reveal a great, but flawed man. Viking, 2018, 752 pages. Nonfiction. Make Your Bed. Little Things That Can Change Your Life, and Maybe the World, by Admiral William McRaven. Inspired by the commencement speech he gave at the University of Texas, Admiral William McRaven put his life lessons into this small book. It has since gone on to inspire many to take care of small things so as to establish order in their lives, give them a sense of accomplishment, and prepare them to tackle larger tasks. The 10 principles McRaven discusses stem from overcoming the hardships and challenges he faced during his Navy SEAL training. A necessary book for anyone. Grand Central Publishing, 2017, 144 pages. Adventure. Salvation, by Kevin Creighton. John Rogers, an ex-Army Ranger and retired personal security expert, lives in Southwest Florida. When thugs threaten a woman who attends his friend's church, he agrees to protect her. But while guarding her, she gets killed and he is badly injured. He later learns a Mexican narco gang intends to take over the town, including the local charitable services. After recovering, he decides to force the gang to leave town, with friends and the local police aiding him. Fortalice Press, 2025, 280 pages. Classics. Up Front, by Bill Malden. Malden was the premier American cartoonist of World War II. With an introduction by eminent historian Stephen Ambrose, this collection, like the original published in 1945, contains over 100 of his most popular cartoons and a running commentary by Malden on the American GI. In his drawings, he depicts Willie, Joe, and other infantrymen as nearly always muddy, unshaven, and exhausted. As Malden says, they were big men and honest men, doing the job they were put there to do. 5 stars. W. Norton and Company, 2000, 240 pages. For kids. Snowflake Bentley, by Jacqueline Briggs Martin and Mary Azarian. Snowflake Bentley, a Caldecott Medal winner, tells the story of a young boy's powerful fascination with snowflakes and his lifelong pursuit of discovering and capturing their beautiful designs. An inspiring story of dedication and determination, along with the wonder and magic of the natural world. This read aloud can be enjoyed all winter long. Clarion Books, 1998, 32 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.